Okay, we are on page Kuf Lamed Tes, and we're starting a new Simon, Simon Shin Yud Tes. And before we get to the word of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, we're going to look at the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. So page Kuf Lamed Tes, at the bottom of the page is an introduction, Hinei Boyer. Hinei Boyer hu Echad Milamed Tes Avos Melachos Shel Shabbos. Boyer, selecting, if that's the best translation, selecting is one of the 39 Av Melachos. And just like all other malachas, a person who did it b'shoigeg, inadvertently, he would have to be a korban chatas. If he did it intentionally, he'd be chayav misa. Same thing over here. In our great sins, many people stumble in this issa. They don't know the facts. They don't know the halachas properly. Therefore, I'm going to explain all its details properly. I'm going to make a brief introduction. And it goes like this. There's only three different ways where a person could have the issa of boira. Because that's the way you select during the week. If you select the same way you're doing during the week, then that's malach of boira. So one of the three, Aleph, in boira psalus mina eichel, afilu boira biyadu v'daitel echol miyad, gam kein chayev. If a person selected out the bad from the good, what he doesn't want from what he does want, the refuse from the food, even if he's doing it with his hands, and even if he's doing it with intent to eat it immediately, he's also going to be liable. Because the way you select during the week is to take out the refuse from the food. That's Aleph. Okay, base. Imu boire bekli shederech levorba. If he a second way to be chayev for malacha deraisa is if he used a kli, which is the way to select with it. It's specially meant for selecting. Kogoin benafu v'kor, like to use a sifter or a sifter. Chayev afilu hu boire ha'icham and apseilef v'dai shelecha miyad. And he would be liable if he used such a kli, even if he took out the good from the bad, and even if he did it to eat it immediately, he would still be chayev. Shekein derech boire bekli, because the way of boire is to use a kli. Use a utensil to do it. Sometimes he's taking out the good from the bad, what he wants from what he doesn't want, onto page 278. For example, how would he use a kli, a sieve, to select in a way where he's actually taking out the food and leaving behind the impurities, is when the holes of the sieve are small and the food is larger than that. So the small pieces of psoas, the small refuse falls through the holes, and what remains behind in the sieve is the food that he wants. So that would be he's taking the food from the psoas, from the refuse. And sometimes it's the opposite, meaning that he takes out the psoas and leaves the oichel. So whichever way it is, if you're using a kli, which is specially meant for boira, it's always going to be a deraisa. But if he uses a kli which is not usually meant for boira, he uses that to enhance his act, but it's not really usually meant for boira, then it will be an issa d'rabbanan, as we're going to see. That's going to be in the first sif. And gimel, a third situation, afilo imu boira oichem apsalis uvi yadoi, even if he is got two plus points on his side, he's selecting the good from the bad, and he's doing it by hand, not with a kli. But he's planning on eating it later on. He's doing everything right, except for the fact that he had in mind he wants to eat it later on, not right, not coming in the upcoming meal, whatever, he wants to eat it later in the day or after Shabbos, then he would be chayev. That's the malacha d'oraisa as well. The only way to have the permission to do boira, if you're particular about all of these three different ways, you need to do the following. First of all, you have to be taking out the good from the bad. You have to take out what you want from what you don't want. That's number one. The gam shabiri ye biyad of libakli also has to do it by hand and not using a utensil. The gam shiadat alechomiyad, and third is that he needs to make sure that when he selects it, he has in mind he wants to be able to eat it immediately. So you have all those three things on your side, that you did it again, you took the good from the bad, you did it by hand, not with a kli, and you did it for immediate use. Sha'az lav derech b'irihi ela derech achile, then it's not categorized as a way of selecting, rather a way of eating. So these are the general rules for the simon, and we're going to see in the upcoming sif and simon more details, the more finer details, but the general rules we've just finished. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's read the Sif now. Back to page Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph, on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Haboyer oichem etuch pseilah, the person who takes out the food from the refuse, that's the good from the bad. Or shehoyer lefanav shnei minei oichem, or even if there's not a good and a bad, there's just two types of food that he wants to separate. Uboyer min mimin achen, and he takes out one from the other. On to page 278. Benafa Kvara, if he would use the Sif or sister to do it, he would be chayev. Because he's using, again, he might be taking out the good from the bad, but if he's using a kli specially meant for boira, then it's a malacha deraisa. But kanoin of a tamchoi pater alasa, if he uses, we'll see what these are in the Mishnah Berurah, if he uses a funnel or a large bowl to select, then that will be an esedra abonim, because although they're not specially meant for boira, but he's using them to enhance his act of boira, so there'll be a drabonim. And the im beira biyodai kadei le'echal la'alta muta, but if he, again, he's taking out the good from the bad, if he did it by hand for immediate use, then it would be permitted to do that. So that's the Shulchan Aruch has basically told us the three conditions to make it mutter. Hagar says the Rambam, "V'chol ma shebayre l'tzerich ois asuda shemeisiv ba miyad mikri la'alta." Says the Rambam, how do you define what's called immediate? Anything where you're selecting because you need it for the suda that you're currently sitting at is called immediate use. We're going to extend it a bit more when we get to Mishnah Berurah, that it might be just in the upcoming preparation of the meal, close to the meal. But here he's talking about when you're already at the meal. Anything during that meal you're selecting for is considered to be immediate use. Even if you have like a long meal, you have a 3-hour meal, and you're at the beginning of the meal still, but if you're selecting the dessert now, you're sorting out the food or whatever, that would be considered for immediate use because it's all part of the same meal. Vafilu, other people are eating with him, he doesn't have to only select for himself, he can select for others as well, it's also okay. And therefore, you're allowed to take out the good lettuce leaves from the rotten ones. Anything you need for that meal would be okay. Fine. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. I'm going to be trying to do Aleph today. So Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Aleph, on this page 278. Benaf v'kroa chayv, if he used a sieve or a sifter to select, it's malacha d'oraisa. Shezeu derech b'yirasai, v'afilo haya b'datu lecho la'alta. Because that's the way of boira. Again, we already mentioned he's taking out the good from the bad. So he adds here, even if you're doing it for immediate use, but if you use the kli, which is meant for boira, to select, even though you've got the other two plus points on your side, you're taking the good from the bad, you do it for immediate use, which sounds wonderful, but because you're using a kli, especially meant for boira, it's a malacha d'oraisa. Sif Katan Beis, b'kanoin of a tamchoi. What are these things? Peyush Rashi. Kanoin hu kli eitz she'oisim ke'ein sino. It's a wooden kli, which is like a pipe. Rachav mitzad echad, v'katz mitzad echad. It's a funnel, right? It's wide on one side, now on the other. V'aboyu kitnius, the person who wants to select beans. Noisin oisam, besad rachav, he puts on the wide side. V'manane oisam, and gives it a shake. V'hem mizgalglim v'yodim derech piv ha'katzar. And then the beans roll down the funnel and go out of the narrow hole. V'apseile she'ein mugulim nisharim b'kli. And the refuse that's not round will not roll down and will remain inside that kli. So he's using a kli which is not specifically meant for boira, but he's using it for boira. So that was one case. The tamchoi, he doesn't go into much detail about the second case. Tamchoi, what is that? It's yikara gadol, it's a large bowl, and you can shake it around, I suppose, and select that way. To use both those types of kelim for boira is part of a lasa to have boira klachayad. It's an unusual way of doing selection. And therefore, it's only a drabonon. Because the primary way of doing boira is through a sieve or a sifter. So no one's ever heard of these kalim, but the question is it true for any kli? I'll just give one example that Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva about this. Because when a person wants to use a knife and fork for eating, so you say, well, is he using a kli to take the meat off of the fat? He's taking out the meat from the fat, which is good. He's eating at the meal, but he's using a kli, he's using a knife and fork to do it. So Moshe's rule is basically, if the reason you're using these implements is because you want to enhance your act of boira, it does a better job of boira, then there's a mitzvah drabonon on them. But if you're not doing it for that reason, you're doing it for another reason, you want to get your hands dirty, it's too far away, it's too hot, whatever, you're using the kalim for other purposes other than to help you select, then it will be mutter lechatchila. Poskim are even more mekel than that, but that's what Moshe's mahalach. One example, for example, like in the old days, if you remember, milk bottles, they had the cream at the top of the milk. Now, let's say you like that cream. You like to eat that cream. So you take a spoon and you want to hit the exact point where the cream touches the milk. And you use that spoon to cut off to scoop off the cream on the top of the milk. So you're using a spoon to do an act of boira. because you want to hit that point exactly where the cream stops and the milk starts. If you're just doing it, you don't want to get your hands dirty or whatever, fine. That's not called using a klipa boiwer. But says the Moshe, if you're using it to get the exact spot and to enhance your active boiwer, which is here, you're taking out the cream from the milk, then that would be an issur rabban. Okay, let's move on. Sifkat and Gimel. V'im beir v'yadi. And if you did it by hand, to eat immediately, we said, when we say you're doing it by your hand, that's only a heter if you're also taking out the good from the bad. But if you did the other way, when you're taking out the bad from the good, then even if you do it by hand, it won't help you. So it's a malacha d'oraisa. Come on, siftal v'hei, as we shall learn. Sifkot and dalet, v'chol ma'ashe b'yue. So the Ramah said that anything that you are selecting for that meal that you're sitting at, right, you're reclining right now at, that's called immediate use. Right? Even if it's a long meal, it's going to go on for hours, but if you're in that meal already, then that's called for immediate use to select. Even you're at the beginning, you want to select for the end of the meal, that's okay. But even if it's going to be a long suda for many hours, that's called immediate use. Because that's called selecting for this, close to the meal, or for the upcoming meal, or during the meal. Sif Cotton Hay, the Ramah said that Mashabeira Lusoyach Oisasuda, for the need of, right, the Imkav and Osir Kadesh Yishtaya Gam Achasuda Oyal Suda Cheres Chayav Chatas. However, if your intent when you select is that you want to take out nuts, whatever it is, you say you got two types of nuts mixed in a bowl and you want to use the walnuts for the dessert and you don't want to use the peanuts for the dessert, so to take out the walnuts is okay. But if you're also going to take out extra walnuts to make sure you've got enough for Shalosh Yodis or enough for beyond the meal, then those walnuts you took, that's an active boiwer. So it's not for immediate use. It means the walnuts you took for the meal was good. But since you took extras, having in mind you have extra for a later meal, then what you took for the later meal will be a malacha d'oraisa. Okay. Ach, im mimela nishtai mibirosa ad lachasuda im bekachlum keren shekvar bira beheta. But if you took the walnuts because you want them for this meal and then there was some left over afterwards, you don't say, well, you've just done this mafreya retroactively, you've done issur d'oraisa. No such thing. When you selected them, you did it for the upcoming meal, for the meal you're in, that's okay, even if you have some left over, that's not a problem. Sifkot and vav, v'afil achirim. Even if other people are going to eat from what he's selecting, is okay. But one person is allowed to select for everyone who's eating there, and there's no problem with boyer in that. The derech achilihi, because that's the way of eating. And even if the person who's selecting is not the one who's actually eating, you've got a waiter or whatever, you've got a butler who's doing all the selecting of the walnuts, and he's not going to eat any walnuts, but people at the meal are, that's also okay. The high imoy shekosav amor lav dafka. When it says with him, doesn't mean that he has to be eating for it to be mutter. Even if he's not eating, but other people are, it's all fine. Everything's good. That's from the Birka Yosef, etc. Fine. Sifkot and Zayin. So the Ramah then said that it's mutter to select out the good lettuce leaves from the rotting ones, whatever you need for the meal. Only in that way where you're taking out the good from the bad. We don't take out the bad leaves from the good leaves. Because that would be a malacha d'oraisa. He's taking out the bad from the good. To take out the bad leaves from the lettuce mixture would be an issur d'oraisa. And even if these leaves, the rotten ones, are not really so psoes, they're just kind of a bit withered and they're getting starting to rot, they're starting to get a bit of a smell, but you'd eat them if you had to, right? That you would, if you had to, you'd eat those leaves. They are edible, you just don't really want them because they're not like the better ones. Even so, it's considered to be because it looks like an act of boyer when you take out the bad leaves. So don't take out the bad leaves, even if the bad leaves are not so bad. And Sifkot and Ches, the last one for today, Mina Olim, from the rotten leaves, take out the good leaves, that's okay. If you've got beans or other types of produce or fruits, and some of them, of these fruits, are wormy, some are rotten, and you can take out the good ones from the bad ones, but not the other way around. Also, if fruits fell on the floor and they're mixed up with dirt and with pebbles and you pick up the whole thing, only take out the fruits that you want for the upcoming meal, the meal you're in. You can use immediately, but don't take any more than that. Because if you did, even if you're taking out the good ones from the bad, from the refuse, you're doing an issur d'oraisa. And dafka, you should be taking out the good from the bad and not the bad from the good. Because again, taking out the bad from the good, if you start picking out all the pebbles or whatever and all the dirt from the fruits, then that would be an issa deraisa. It doesn't matter what your kavana is, you're taking the bad from the good, it's automatically a deraisa. That's done.